You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I'd like to learn with you to set up the sugya. We have to study the sugya, which we don't think is relevant, about being matmin soine. You know, we had that big sugya, Rebbe, acid soine. You're allowed to do atmana for cold things to keep them cold. You're allowed to be matmin soine. It was a big machlokes. So let's look. Shmuel. Nun Aleph Amin Aleph. You have a Gemara, Nun Aleph Amin Aleph, learn some Rashi, Ran, and Taisvis, Yishanim. Okay. I'm going to do my Shmuel. Nun Aleph Amin Aleph, the Mishnah. Mutal Hatmin is Atzoinim. You're allowed to wrap cold. What's the purpose of wrapping it? Very important, Rashi. If they are Chama, from the sun, Shlo Yechemu, shouldn't get hot. You're wrapping cold to keep it cold. Right, you want cold drinks like in the summer. You put the thing in the chest.
Cooler.
You don't make a gzera. It's funny because I noticed Rashi, Rav Moshe quotes Rashi in Sanhedrin says this. He said Rabbeinu Moshe, you don't need Rashi in Sanhedrin. He says it here in Shabbos. We'll see in the tshuva. Maybe I don't know if we'll see. It's a long tshuva. B'chutin said. So Gemara says, it's in the Mishnah. Okay. So that's one thing. We have to notice that, Rashi. Now let's go down the daf. So that's one sugya. It's very relevant to this, believe it or not. Next sugya.
What daf is Rabbi on?
What?
What daf?
Nun Aleph Amin Aleph. We just went over Gemara and Rashi. Yeah. And Rashi says to keep it cold. Now, the Gemara says, about eight lines from the bottom of the daf, eight on the lines out, down the first words in line of Shim Gamliel, Oimer, La'amru, La'osru, El Oso Mecha. You can't do hatmana in Oso Mecha, the pot that you cooked it in. Alapina Mimecha, Mimecha, Mutter. If you put it from one Mecham to the other Mecham, it's Mutter. Why? Pina Mecham, Mimecha, Mutter. So the Gemara says, now, it's unbelievable that this is a Gemara, because our Moshe makes it a machlokes rishonim, and like, according to the Rambam, like, forget about the Gemara. It's an open Gemara, Rabbis. Look what the Gemara says. This is very important. Why? Why is it mutter? You're wrapping? You're cooling it off. You're pouring it into another pot. So your intention is to cool it off. Is that what Rashi says? Hashta, you're a kurika makala, a surika marsechla. See, what's the issa being taimein, the dove shenu maisif evel on Shabbos? You're going to see it's a machlokes. What's the issa to wrapping in something that doesn't add heat on Shabbos? So Rashi learns, it's almost like Mara, shemi yir sechenu. You see, it's not hot and you cook it up. Shemi yir sechenu. The Rambam doesn't learn that way. In case you thought it's matna, it's like a matna zeris. You start cooking on Shabbos. So I said, you know, you get Torah, in the middle of wrapping, say, oh, it's not hot enough, you'll forget and you'll cook. So it's Shabbos. That's a Rashi learned. So it's really on the Kamas Ofen Gemara. So that's that. Now look in Taisus. There's a little Taisus you're showing me. We didn't study it, but it's very relevant to our sugya. The little Taisus you're showing me, that little Taisus, the last skinny lines, of a pina mechem lehem mutter.
How do you know you want to make it cooler off? How do you know that's what you want to do?
Yes, you don't want to
cool off. You just want to transfer it to another pot. But
right. Well, this is very important for our children. It's very important because when you put it in a thermos, do you want to cool it off?
No.
You put hot, with having a chuva tonight, I'm putting hot tea in the thermos.
You want it minimally the same.
You want to keep it hot. I'd rather you want to cool it off. So it's not so simple.
Yeah.
But the Gemara seems to be assuming the Hashta Kuri Mikarala.
Right.
Does he mean intent? Let's see if Rashi says it open.
No Rashi.
Abi Meik Shukhmaba. Bishami Yasiya. Umpenu Mikina Lamechem Lamech Acher. Umatin Zelishon at Asefta. Mayna Pinim Mechem Lamech Mutter. Shachel Mikza Shemi Yasiya. The Hashta, meaning the Rashi, is about 7-8 lines for the end of the skinny lines. The Hashta Kuri Mikarala. So Rashi says, open. six lines for the end of the skinny lines. Mekula b'miskaven, his intention, he took it out of the original pot. B'miskaven, suki maskula b'tmiya. You want to cool it off? You're going to cook it up? As I state in the Gemara, as I state in Rashi.
Doesn't say miskaven anything.
Rashi says, pina mechem lemecham, it's very relevant how you learn the Gemara. Rashi learned that his intention is to cool it off. Now, look what Tosfos says here, that little Tosfos Yeshana. But lo damil how the kira, the bar parakira pina mechem lemechem mahu. So we had a similar gemara in the third parak. Pina mechem lechem mahu. Dosim atz mechem he wants to keep it hot. Chayin yed shalosik shutzoni. When it's cold, you can't do it because you want it hot. Well, hacha gabi atmona kol kam shutzoni tvei shap edam yikamar leil. Rabbi hitel hotness at sinai. It's funny. If it's cold, if it's signing, and it's cold, it's mutter. Now, why aren't you afraid he's going to cook it up? Why aren't you afraid he's going to cook it up? Because it's, if it's something hot that got cold, you're afraid he'll cook it up. But it's kind of signing. Now, look what he says. I'm telling my fake text is the Rebbe lo yada le'el the mutter hotness at sinai. Yadash shmilim yavua hocha deshari. What's this cash? If it's mutter, is mutter, because it's cooled down. So of course, Sinan is mutter. Sinan is troubled by the fact that Rebbe first said Asalat. Remember, Rebbe changed his mind. He was, Rebbe first said it's Asalat, and said Sinan. Then when he heard from Rebbe Yossi, he said Kri Harazakein. He changed his mind. Didn't he know that Pina Minechem Lemecham is mutter? In other words, pina mechem lemechem. So if it's pina mechem lemechem is mutter because it's not so hot, it's cooled down. So certainly cold. Ouch. He answers, it's different here because you're doing an action which shows it. You're doing a maisa when you take it from the original pot. And you put it into another pot. It's muchach miskaving with sunning. It's showed by your actions. So he's doing an action to show that he wants to cool it down. So that's Taisha's answer why it's not muchach from here. Here it's mutter because you're doing an action to show that you want to cool it down. Now we have to do one run and we get to the Rav Moshe's Chulas. Let's flip to the Ran, Rabbis, on this Gemara. Very interesting. Let's find it quickly. In the fourth parak, Daf Nun Aleph. It's here. Yes, please. Page 46. Do you have the Rans? If you have a good Gemara, it's on page 46 in my Gemara. It's in the fourth parak. It's about towards the end. It's the end of the fourth parak. It's the last runs. Vice is going to have a lot of agaritas soon. The last runs in the fourth parak. It's on page 46. The name of the run is Amar Vida Mashum Mutal Atmin Satsain. On this topic, Gemara, Mutal Atmin Satsain, the run says, Pirush Rashi. Rashi learns, why are you being matmin the cold? To keep it cold because it's a sunny day. It's like you go on a barbecue, like you go to the park. See, you mat in the cold, the beer to keep it cold. Rashi says, Pirush Rashi, Yechama. So Yechama. Velogas, we not that mana, Dichdei She Yechama. See, this, when you be matmin cold, you're doing the opposite. You want to keep it cold. So why should it be Yasa? Why should that be Yasa? That doesn't make any sense. So Rashi says, you'd make a Xera. That's what Rashi said here. You don't make a Xera if people be matmin cold to keep it cold, they'll be matmin hot to keep it hot. You don't make exam. So it's a big deal, Kinash. Lahatmin is at soining kadei lachamamai. Let's see a matmin cold to get it warm. You want to warm it up. You wrap cold, not to keep it cold, but to get it warm. You wrap cold, so it should be warm. Maybe it's chilly outside. You warm it all up. And your motive, are you asking the Metzias? You're mute. Unmute yourself.
All right.
Okay, Tzvi.
I guess you can't be mute, Tzvi. I guess God didn't want me to talk.
Okay. I guess so. No. But we want you to do it. So the Ron says.
In other words, the air is cold. The air is right. cold. And you don't want it to get cold.
So you want
the air is cold
to get warm. Right. Right. Cold. That's us.
You want it to stay warm instead of getting colder.
I'm explaining it because
you don't want it to, the air outside is colder. You want to keep it in the, let's say it's lukewarm. You don't
the want Rambam says cold. You want to warm it up.
It doesn't warm up.
Cold.
It doesn't warm up like cold.
Rav Moshe is that. But okay, let's first read what it says. We want to say it's lav dafka. Let's first see if we can't say what he, you know, accept what he says. So he says, if you're wrapping cold to warm it up, you want to warm it up. So you're wrapping it to make it warm. It makes sense to me. You wrap something, it gets warm. It's cold.
There's no sort of heat. No source of heat that gets warm. Matmin
b'davshin mosif evel also. Yeah. He's medak the Ran in Rashi. It's only mutin matmin cold to keep it cold. But if you're matmin cold to get it warm, it's also it's hatmana. Well, Rambam, because pegged out milk a shabbos. But I'm davat sonim be shabbos. But there she most well, because like shalom, it's stunning be yoseh. Oh, shetei shetafik sin also. Open the Rambam, not them. The Rambam says you can wrap cold, so it shouldn't be so cold, so it shouldn't get so cold. Oh, kadei shetafik sin also, to take off a little of the chill. You're wrapping it up to take off the chill. So he's arguing. See, Rashi said, we have a new machlokes. I missed this totally. When I learned the daf, I just missed it. We have machlokes rishonim. If you're wrapping cold to warm it up, Rashi holds it's awesome. Rashi says you're only allowed to wrap cold to keep it cold.
The gzera is more shy. The gzera is much more shy. Because you're trying to keep it warm, we'll make it.
If you want to warm it up, so you may cook it up. What's the gzera? Yashem yarsiach. If you want to warm it up, you say you're wrapping it to warm it up. You may start cooking it up. Chas v'shalom. So it makes the gzera makes sense. But he's v'achim b'ashtid the mils the b'kuli pirkin at mana the lachamim askina. The Ran says it's Rashi's a doicha. When you're wrapping cold, the push and pshat is you're wrapping it to make it warm. Below bat mana to show you chamim. Where you're wrapping the air to keep it warm. You're wrapping it to keep it warm because of the Rambam. Now listen what the Rambam writes. Why is it mutter to wrap in the second part? The sugya on the bottom.
It's a cliche.
Yeah, it's true. It's a cliche, but it's still hot. It could be plenty.
It's eerie.
Maybe there's no hot money in a cliche.
It's eerie.
No, that's what the Rambam writes. Exactly. The Macham to the Rambam, baby. Rambam says, because the Rambam Zal, the Perkan is Kar, the Hainu Tama, shall also lahat me Meshabbos al Dover Chamshu because you reach it.
It's fashionable.
The Rambam says there's only an isvat manu bekli rishon shenis bashavo of a pineu mutar. The Rambam learns it's a cliche. There's no isvat manu,
regardless of the reason, hat to cold or anything.
That's a rich statement. Rambam.
Can I suggest maybe it means
something?
I think maybe the Rambam means something.
You're allowed to be matted signing to warm it up,
right?
You're allowed to be matted in a cliche. If you so, in other words, the Rambam learns is the same heter as Peter Mimechem Lemechem. It's cold. Menem Mechem Lemechem. Why are you wrapping?
Cold.
Warm. So
we're warm.
We let a wrap to keep it warm. So Rambam learns. It's cold. Cold. Of a Rashi's out.
Can I suggest a different shot in the Rambam? We'll see if it's said. I just want to suggest it. Okay, it's the pot that you cooked in. It's not because it's a klirishon. It's where you are cooking the food. And people are likely to wrap that pot, the pot they cooked the food. They're not likely to put it into another pot and wrap it.
So according to the Rambam, does it make a difference?
Rambam, you're allowed to put it into another. It's just
according to the Rambam, so we'll discuss that in Rav Moshe's Shuvah. According to the Rambam, would it make a difference, the motive for putting it in that other pot?
Not at all.
Not at all. That's what you're saying. Okay, like with Moshe. Okay, let's...
It's an absolute rule. People, we're up here.
That's what Rambam says. With Shani, there's no din.
Atmana, the problem is the Kal v'chomer in the Gemara. The problem is the Kal v'chomer. The Gemara says...
He does. It's of a Rashi Zal. Look, he says, Rashi can learn like... Because Rashi learns if you're mad, they warm it. It's usher. So Sinan is usher if it's warm. So please, Sinan usher. Rashi, the Ram's deal. I don't know if Art Skull of you, I missed it. Flew over my head. But the Ram, the Hilagara, the Rishi, is being Medike in Rashi. If you wrap cold, yeah, David, if you wrap cold to warm it up or to take off the chill, so then usher. So you can't say the hat is cliche-ny? Of a Rashi's out, shoes so will a hat as I'm saying, they should talk of a sinasa. Even to take off the chill is asa. You don't want it so chilly, you're wrapping it to get out the chill. Hutzrich lefarish, the mind is sharp, be mechel mechel. Hang on, Shekinah, could they look hard? Well, Karala.
The motive say something.
It's telling you the motive. Rashi says, forget, you noticed the Ran. He didn't like Rashi. So let's, I still need.
With all due respect to the Ran, people
but
don't.
We need a definition. But let's get to a much truth.
But I just want to tell you this. People don't wrap things to make them warmer. They wrap them to keep them warm. They.
Like
that's why it's not deep from Rashi.
You're telling that it's an insulation.
Not a
insulation.
Not a deep. When you're dealing with cold, you're wrapping it to keep cold. So how do you make
Rashi,
it deep?
But the rhyme is Madaik and Rashi. It's only if you're wrapping it to keep it cold.
I want to wrap
it to warm it up. Rashi holds it's also to be matming cold. So you can't say the heter is a cliche-y. Even cold is us if you're in heat. Certainly if you wrap a cliche. So Rashi needs his whole drush of miskabi. Now let's look at Rav Moshe's tshuva. So Mechutin said,
where's the tshuva, Rebbe?
It's an Or Chaim Chelek Aleph. So I've gone through the tshuva, studied the tshuva a little bit. It's Chelek Aleph, it's page Kuf Nun Dalet. It's Yedidi Rabbi Yosef Eliash. The sky is the Kli Thermos and Mutli Tav Shechan B'Shem. Rav Moshe's tshuva. It's a long tshuva. It's five columns. So everything we study tonight, it's all Nageya, this tshuva. So let's look at Rav Moshe. Goin Agodl Rabbeinu Moshe.
Which tshuva is it? Which?
It's Chelek Aleph. It's tshuva, it's Arachayim. First Chelek Arachayim. 95, Sadiyeh, Tshuva 95. In mine, it's page Kuf Nandal, the pages that always match. Page 154, Tshuva 95. So fellow Rabbi Yosef Elish, she asked him, are you allowed to put hot tea in a thermos? Is that called being matmen on Shabbos? Vadav Shena Moshev? And if Vadav Atmanis Bekli Thermos, Shabbos. She darka rat lachsik as achayim. It's not Moshev Hevel. Thermos doesn't make it any hotter. Just like a wrapping. Aval Eina Moshev Hevel. And Mutta B'Shabbos. That was this man's nice shot. Because of Shabbos, because of Kvod Torosa, Akdosha, whatever. Shviya Mu'u B'Simon Mishn and Zayim Sifin. Mepina Tav Shomik Tzvih. So when we learned the song, Mepina Mechim L'Mishn, I told the Olam, oh, this is Rav Moshe's Tshuva.
But that's not his Heter.
So this Yid, he knew the Gemara. He said, "Pina mimechem lemechem." It's a you took it from the kettle into the thermos. Pina mimechem lemechem. It's mutter. So it says, "Shopping."
That's only for food. It's not for water.
Same thing. I move the simulation. See if they. The Gemara had a habamina, Josh. You're speaking out of habamina of the Gemara. It's interesting, Josh. I got a call from the Ted Neman today about Motcha Marcus. They said, the family said, speak to Rabbi Kalish about Motcha Marcus. So I quoted you.
So okay, asked, all right.
I says, I want to tell you what I heard from a good friend, a classmate of Motcha, when he got smicha. Rabbi Mendel Kravitz says, you may see to your Ted this week.
All right.
But I didn't say your name, Josh. I hope you're not mocking. Okay.
I'm not mocking. I'm not mocking.
I heard from a friend of Motcha's. I told him what you told me, Motcha. Josh. Okay, Aber bepina mit hatter schon beschat mit der ist pas der ist jetzt rock hier was jetzt rock jetzt so yeah they know
oh
jetzt so knows you don't know what I'm saying jetzt rock knows
it was my rabbi
what
it was my rabbi named Mikalacha.
Okay, so you'll look at the Yeted this week, you'll see a nice article on what Chamar find the Levra. Okay, bepina that tavish beshat mit der is bal der khair smot lat minu medav shenu mos level. So Moshe says it's machlok svishai. This heter, this Rav told him, pina mecha lemecha. It's like I told the Eilim. This means if you put the hot stuff in another kli, then you let it wrap it. So there's no use of wrapping the tea in the thermos. But at times I'll put the rabbis, machlok svishai. The shita saram bapeg bald mishabes. Halochei. The Rambam we just saw in the Ran. We just saw this in the Ran. He quotes from Moshe the Rambam. The Rambam says that in Perek Dalet, I told the Eilim, you know, it's unbelievable, that Perek Dalet in Rambam is Hilchas Hatmana, fourth Perek in Shabbos. Perek Gimel in Rambam is Hilchas Shia in Rambam. And Perek Zayin in the Gemara is Avos Malachas. Perek Zayin in the Rambam, he has all the Lamedes Malachas. I was playing such games, it's like unbelievable. Who had halacha? Shekos shall sulahat mir shabbos. The hamshim bekli reish basim. Al pineu mutter. But the kokas cannot taz for magen Avraham. The magen Avraham is taz. They quote the Ramba. They quote the Ramba. It's a kli sheni. It's mutter. So then, according to the Ramba, the magen Avraham taz. It should be mutter. It's a kli sheni.
He doesn't use the word klisheni. He just says the Rishon shit is basho, and then he put it into another one. He doesn't stress the fact that it's a klisheni.
It's true. It's true. What you're saying is embassy.
He's stressing that it was cooked in.
It's true, but it's not a klirish. He only asked it in the klirish. Of a Rashi birish b'dafnanav b'tam Reb Shim Gamliel. Reb Shim Gamliel is the one who says pinam imechem lemechem mipaske that. Didn't say lo osa os mechem. Who mechem mechem mutter hashtakur kamart osukum stach. You can't make a gzeirah shemiyasiyah. Rashi learns, not like the Rambam, that the issue being matmin b'davar sheino mosif hevel on Shabbos is you may see it's not hot enough and cook it up. Shemiyasiyah, the hashtaker mekalo b'miskave. Intentionally, I assume, also, but here, Rashi, he says, our thermos miskave lamed of lola garret. So Moshe argues, according to Rashi, you don't want to call it that. The purpose to put in the thermos is not to cool it down. But the Rashi, that is not the purpose. You keep the thermos because you want to keep it hot. And when you take it out of the mecham and you put it into another mecham, your purpose, miskaven, to cool it down. But you're not kavana to cool it down. So he says, according to Rashi, it should be us a thermos. That's what this whole tshuva is about. He's going to give other heterim. He's going to argue we don't paskin like Rashi. Bal Mefesh should be machma like Rashi, and we'll see the Taisa show. I'm the Rav. Tonight he sends you to the Rav that we study. Next parak. Huchach Lefarshkin. See, it bothers me a little bit. What do you mean Huchach Lefarshkin? Doesn't the Gemara say it? Hashtakur Makar. Hashtakur Maker. So, Chumui Mechamele is an open Gemara. So, what's the point that Rashi says that doesn't say in the Gemara? I think I have the answer. The Rad is saying Rashi had to learn that way Lashitas. Because Rashi holds even cold things is us if you want to warm them up to be timing. So Rashi couldn't learn. It's not in the Klirish. Rashi holds even something ice cold if you wrap it to warm it up is us. So he can't learn, it's not in the Klirish and you let it wrap it. Even if it's ice cold, it's us to wrap it according to Rashi, the Rad's deal. I'm the Rad, Rashi Mukhal. The Subhat is at Sonisha Mutar. Is the Ran. We look, we're chasing over the Ran. Dafka b'mat me'acham shel yechamu. She'ashmina d'lo gazrinan atu hatmana d'var she'ach. It's nothing to do with real hatmana. Hatmana is to keep things hot. It's to keep things cold. But you don't make a zera that you can't wrap things to keep them cold. Atu, wrapping things to keep them hot. Well, that means something that she'achamu. Also, she'ma'am d'var she'ena mosif evil. Kutzach l'ma d'oyser, b'am shelo yitzonen u yoyser. See, emotions in the Metzius. Emotion doesn't warm it up. It doesn't get more cold. He doesn't want it to get colder. Show to Yosef. I wasn't sure. Is this true? Ramosha says the Metzias. Here we get, I don't like to deal with Metzias. Ramosha says, if it's ain't a Mosif Hevel, it's not going to make it warm. I don't agree. If you wrap something in a towel, when you wrap it more, it's going to warm up, even though it's not Mosif Hevel. No,
why will it warm up? Why?
It doesn't make it warm.
I'm not a physicist. I don't know why it's warm.
If you put a pair of gloves on,
you can make it warmer.
If you have a cold bottle of soda, if you wrap it in the towel, it won't warm up.
You're not introducing heat.
That's introducing heat.
On the contrary.
You might as well keep it in the room.
It's
not going to lose its cold so fast.
It keeps it colder. But if the air outside is cooler,
I don't know the Metzius. I didn't come here to teach you Metzius.
Well, what's telling you?
Rabbi, they didn't wrap it in a towel. They wrapped it in sand. And that's what made it warmer, sand.
We're talking about ain't no Mosif Hevel. We're talking about...
Put it in sand,
you know, and heat. So much as, you mean you don't want it to get chillier. Shlo Yitzon in the Yos, it doesn't matter. Look at Mamash and Shayach. Okay, we don't want to spend too much time on the Metzius. The Metzius is the Metzius. You feel that. Hetel Rashi. Rashi is scabbing la'akir. Rashi holds the whole head to be Matmis signing is when you want to keep it cold. Rashi is scabbing la'akir. You're wrapping it to keep it cold. Oh, shalom, you're scabbing. It shouldn't get warm. Avshe pina mi mechel me mechel me stabbing cold. Shema yasik vish li scabbing yosef. Pina mi mechel me mechel. Why did he do it? Not Mr. Galchet money ask the Ishami Yosa, the Achama. The rock with sodium, Yamid Bachama. You have cold soda, it's in the sun, you're having a barbecue, it's in the sun, it's in the summer. So if you put in the sun, so you put it, you wrap it up, so it should keep cold inside. Vodor Cham, Shimi Klevish like Mechem Acher, Adainu Cham Tuva, Shishami Yosa Mizer, the Acham. Migmash at Manshalo Yitzon in New Yosa. In other words, when you take it from the main pot, put in another pot while you're wrapping it, because you want to keep it warm. You want to keep it hot. You shall come use the cliche. Shall Rashi the cliche, he calls it a cliche. Shayolo Lassa. So the Chayman Shapin, Mechel Mechel Rishon, Mechel Yolo Kedei Lekaron. So that's why Rashi needs this far of the Kavana. Rashi needs this far of the Kavana, because you're wrapping it to keep it warm. Even cold as us, if you can't be wrapping it to get it warm, it shouldn't be so chilly. So the answer is Rashi needed the svar of kavana. See, that's Rashi's chiluk chiddush. The Gemara doesn't say intent. See, the Gemara doesn't say kavana. That's why I think the Rambam had the same girsa, but the Rambam learns it's hatolim kavana. Rambam learns once it's had a kli rishon, there's no isahadmana. It's like cold.
Regardless of what you think.
It has to learn, says the Ran, because of the intention. Zeshkos Arandel, Rashi, Shemat Misatzon, and Kadesh Tabitzina, so also, if you're wrapping something cold, to get off the chill, to get it, so it shouldn't be so cold, Rashi holds, it's also the Ran's Diyuk, Hutzuch Lefarj, Rashi Bin Mechel Mechel, Kadon Shepinim, Kadei Lekaran. So you had to say the intention. So that's why they didn't make the gzera. It's your intention to make it cold. You're going to cook it up. The It's true. When you're wrapping it from the second kira, mecham la mecham, the second mecham, you're wrapping it to keep it hot. You can't get to keep in the warmth. But it's mutter anyway, because what's the whole zera? You're going to cook it up. He did it with intention to cool it down. He's not going to cook it up. With intention, he doesn't want it so hot. It's too hot, the Kli Rishon. Did an action, the roads are right. Okay.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Well, after the Yisharam B'Rashi. Now, what about the thermos? I'll get to the thermos. According to the Rashi, the Yisharam B'Rashi. In Lachshiv, in Batman, the Kli thermos, the Miskavim, the Hakar, Micham, the Kli Risha. Why do you put it in the thermos? Is this too hot? Like in the clear issue? No. Somebody put it in the thermos. See, quote to Rashi, the Ramash is just scheduling. They said at the beginning that according to Rashi, you could ask for a thermos. Because after the Yerusha ran by Rashi, that's take it. Why'd you take it out of the first pot? Put it in another pot. Why? You just put it in that other pot because you wanted to cool it down. So then we don't make the gzera. Why don't you wrap it in the original pot? You took it out of that pot because you don't want it so hot. When you put in the thermos, why don't you wrap it in the pot? That's not a thermos. I want it in the thermos. I didn't put it in the thermos because it's too hot in the kettle. That's not why I put it in the thermos. Should become prevision. Shema ma's thermos. It's not a thermos. It's going to get cold. A thermos does a better job keeping the heat in the pot. Assuming the fire is off. You leave it in the pot, it's going to get cold. I put in the thermos to keep it hot. It's got to be Meshach HaZman. Gam Lagami. The thermos. So you have a big problem. According to Rashi, this is Ramosha's long taina on this yid. According to Rambam, you're right. You have to be in the Mekam Lamecha. But according to Rashi, it also be Meisak there. His intention wasn't to cool it down. He would be very happy. He didn't put in the thermos because it was too hot in the original pot. Wrote some, well, I held Yosef. He'd rather it. He doesn't like that it's get. It's true, it gets a little cooler when you pour it in the thermos, but he's not happy with that. So he may cook it up. So my Moshe says, I'm not so simple. Truly, Shemi, I'm sick to rest and stop. Cheers. So I want to, he quotes the Tais Yishanim. We can't do the whole shuvah. He brings the Tais Yishanim that we studied. Does that stem with the Ran? It gets a little pilpulic and complicated. He says, well, he quotes the Tais Yishanim, maybe things will change that one we saw. See, according to the Tais Yishanim, why is it mutter in a, when you pour it out of the first pot? Because you did an action. Remember Tais Yishanim, you know, the action. You did an action that shows you want to cool it down. That's how the Tais Yishanim learned. See, cold, Rebbe asked, how can it be, Rebbe asked cold. He knew Pina Mechem Lechem is mutter. How can he ask, remember the Tais Yishanim, that little Tais we studied. He asked, Rebbe first acid cold, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel is his father. Shimon Gamliel, he knew Pina Mechem Lechem is mutter. So Pina Mechem Mitem is mutter. How could cold be asa? So what Tyson's answer? Tyson's shining. Action. The action shows he wants to cool it down.
Guys, just to clarify something,
please.
The first pot. What is the status of it? What is the first pot doing? Where is it?
He cooked it up in a pot. That's the pot that he cooked up.
Okay, fine, but it's Shabbos right now, and it's not on a kira. That's
yeah. Moshe is learning. It seems that the flame is off because he says he'll get. Yeah,
absolutely, the flame is off. So now,
Moshe was assuming that it's the clearishan. The flame is off. Now I want to wrap it. When you're wrapping, you're not doing esh. You're wrapping is I just want to wrap it. I want
to. Why do I have to put it into a second?
My wife wraps the soup. Sometimes I'll take a towel and wrap the soup. So Frog can do it. It's ain't a mice of heaven. You can wrap the soup in a towel. Shabbos, you can't do that. When you're wrapping, there's usually no fire. So we'll soon see the Rambam sheet. Rambam is a new sheet. But he just says that according to the Ran, see the Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch, not like Rashi. So that's totally in the Ran, Tashanim, there's a lot of people here. So
you're going to assume the fire's on. He takes it off the fire and wraps it. That's all. Why can't
you? Okay. Yeah, but when he's,
that would be a very normal case.
Right. That's what you usually do. Take it off the fire. Right.
But on Shabbos, you can take it off and wrap it.
So Friday, you can do that. On Shabbos, you can't do that.
On Shabbos, if it's not Moshe Hevel, you're allowed to do it.
Friday. If it's not Moshe Hevel.
Oh, Friday. You learn
Shabbos. You can't wrap even in Shabbos. That's the rules of learning in the fourth. Right. Bimke, Rav Moshe says, based on this Tosfos, again, this gets a little too pilpledic for this year. I try to get through it, but let's just look what he says when he says.
The Rambam qualifies everything. Dover Cham should be clean ratio and should be responsible. The Rambam qualifies everything. The Rambam things are much clearer than the Rambam.
Yeah. The problem is, my question is, and we'll see in the Lech Mishnah, doesn't the Gemara say, Hashtukuri Mikarla, Sukha Sakhla? Rambam, you know what, they didn't have that two lines in the Gemara? The Rambam said, the Gemara said this Gemara, the Lech Mishnah is that, but maybe we'll get a chance to look at it. The Rambam is Givaldic, but he's got to read the Gemara. Get through out the Gemara. The Gemara says, Pina Mimekam Lamechem is Mutter. Now, the truth is, when you pour it into a thermos, it does get cooled down, just not your intention. See, Rashi is the one who said, Miskaven, your intention. So we had the reason why Rashi had to say, Miskaven. So then he says, besides the Shulchan Aruch going like the Rambam Rashi, is the Shulchan Aruch going like Rambam Rashi? Says, Shulchan Aruch. Let's see the language of the Shulchan Aruch. We're reading the third column of the Tshuva, Imkain. The paragraph begins with Imkain. Jump to page Kuf Men Hey in mind, the middle of the second column. Ein Raya Gamilosh HaShukhan. Shekos Ein Pina L'Kdera Cheres Muta. What does he mean? Like Rambam or like Rashi? Shef Shagam Shum Mishum Shem Muchach Atam Lo Be'ein HaMuch. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch means like Rashi. See, he's just saying, the Shulchan Aruch, we don't know what the Shulchan Aruch is basking. Maybe it means like Rashi. Oh, the Machab is Matal Hatzainin, Cheshit Stanin B'Yoser. And he's Matit Sainin, not like Rash. The Machab is Matit Sainin, even when you don't want it to be too cold. You don't want it to be chilly. Which Rashi Yasser.
It's like the Rambam.
I want to be double. We have the Taisis Shadim's answer. That it's possible, according to the Taisis Shanim, to say that to wrap cold, to take out the chill, is mutter. To take out the chill, he holds it's mutter. But mimechem lemechem, shematim sivad latmin tzank vesh lo yitztanin yoyser, is matter that. But why does he aser? So why is he matter pinam mechem lemechem? Avshem shemuyon avshem matter latmin signing kvesh tan biyoser is matter signing tan biyoser.
That's not like Rashi, right?
Not like Rashi. They're not like Rashi. So he could he have learned like Rashi, but maybe he could have learned like Rashi. Because there, so you could answer that because there's no mucha milsa, but here it's mucha milsa. He's just saying, the Shulchan Aruch, you can't prove he holds like Rashi or the Rambam. The Taz and Magen Avram learn like the Rambam. The Mutal Atman call Cham Shenim Kli Rish. As long as it's not in the Kli Rish. You don't need. Do an action which shows she wrote to become the Kiddush. She can't cuss the base of she could call Rambam. The base of says we pass like the Rambam and the Taz and Morgan of Ram the Shulch. You know, the Shulchan Aruch usually goes like the Rambam. If you're not sure, you know, the Shulchan Aruch usually goes like the Rambam. Losh HaTuru, Kamafurish Ka Rambam, Tassel HaMashab Seinu Mos Hevel, Hadav Kiddush Nisbashel Ba, clear. Al-Chei Ladina, Shamaisha says, okay, you have a good argument, should be asking Rashi. In a few minutes, we'll see this Svari wants to be matter and go to Rashi. Fascinating. See, so far the Tshuva, the first column, Rav Moshe is saying, look, according to Rashi, a thermos is not so simple. It should be also a thermos. Because your intention, Rashi owns the matter mecham, when it's your intention to make it colder. Right? Because it's, but here, it's not your intention in a thermos to make it colder, so it should be also to put in a thermos. So Bali Nefesh Lach. So Moshe says, if you're Bal Nefesh, be Machma like Rashi in the Rambam. If you really form, he says, Lalach, we go like Magaram Taz, like the Rambam. So you don't need the fact that his intention is to. The Gemara doesn't mean intention. The Gemara means it makes it colder. It does make it colder when you put it into a cliche. You don't need that, it's your intention. So Rav Moshe says, La pi alocha, the Taz Magan Avram, it's mutter. But a Baal Mevesh, if you're a Baal Mevesh, you're in Macham like Rashi. Now he's going to go along. Let's look. And then he says, Avon. So let's skip. I want to skip. Yeah, he has some nice people.
Are you allowed to put ice cubes into a hot tea?
Ice cubes. And now you're talking about Bishel, hot tea. It's a cliche. You want to know if there's if ice cubes is a dim Bishel by water.
Yeah.
So state in Poskim, when we learn Simon Hilchus Bishel, Simon Shinyid Ches, the Poskim say, we machme cliche is yesh this Bishel, Kalaya Bishel. But it's Muchach. I think so. I think it's Much and Paskim that water is not Kaliya Bishel. You can put water in the Klisheni because water is not Kaliya Bishel. Klisheni Mavashel, only Kaliya Bishel. And water is not Kaliya Bishel. So I'm not sure if it's a steer in Mishnah, because I don't think so. I'm not sure if it's a steer. But my faulty memory tells me it's like you're asking something that has nothing to do with the shear.
I think he might be asking about the ice. The fact that
we're talking about a hot tea. So if Yitzhak wants, okay, I put a piece of ice. Well, ice is what? Ice is what? We learned in the last Gemara, in the fourth, in the third parak.
Nylon?
Ice and soda.
Nylon.
Yeah, but you're allowed to put it in soda and tea because when it melts, it mixes into the soda.
Mamela, because it's mamela.
Either because it's mamela or because it's mamurav, like we said in Shia. So the short answer, Yitzhak, to your question is yes, it's mutter. But it needs a whole shia. It's not our topic for tonight. Okay?
Okay, sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's a good schmack of question. Everyone's interested.
He doesn't want to know why. He wants to know if we can do it. That's
it. You're right. I say, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. You know what I always say? Ask your local.
Klishlishi, no problem.
Klishlishi, no problem. Nothing says. Put in another cup, shlishi. Yeah, that's a machlekes paskim, Michael. Klink is the Gedolim, the 20th century Gedolim luminaries. If there's a between Klink Shani and Shli Shishi, if it's Yatzal letters, some place came out. I'm not sure which Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov is a sheet of the Chazanish.
Chazanish, I feel Klimeo.
Chazanish shows there's no difference, right? Shani, Shli, is that the Chazanish? Matcha knows everything.
Klimeo.
But Chazanish shows there's no difference, Shani and Shli, but Rabbi Yaakov, others. I think that had like Mati. Klishlishi, what's Klishlishi? It's all over. That's a lettuce. It can be piping hot.
Klimeo.
It's an ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Klisheni, Klimeo. It's all the same. As long as it's Yatzel lettuce, it doesn't matter. Sheni, Shlishi. Okay. Not like you, Mati. Like it's Chazanish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. What do I know? Very little. Now, look at Rav Moshe at the bottom of this turnover, Kufnenfa. He's going to give another head. Fascinating. By its mutter, even like Rashi, to put in a thermos, to put in a thermos. See, till now, we're assuming that, quote to Rashi, you got a problem. Because, again, quote to Rashi, the whole heter in the Pina Mimechem Lemechem is because your intention is to cool it down. And here, yeah, that's not the case. Ramesha says, Aval, you see, Aval, the bottom paragraph on next to the last column. Not only like the Magen Avraham, the Taz like the Rambam. Quote the Rambam mitzvah. He says, "Who be meshinos in a tav shizuch thermos? Adoy lo adifa mekli acher." You put in the thermos. When you put in the thermos, if you don't put the cover on, does the thermos help? The thermos only quote works. You just screw on the cover. You put in the thermos. It's only a thermos. Because it's sealed on all the sides, or Moshe says, "By Meshnos the Tav Shechad Thermos, Adayin Lo Adifim Kliach." It's not better than any other kli. Barak B'Meshes Soisim Aches Pia BeKisui. Ah, what makes it into a workable thermos when you seal the cover? Homi Lekach of a Zalekar Isa the Mutal Chas Sakdeira. Not a cover a pot. Why isn't that? What's the etter to Shulchan Aruch? We didn't speak about this in Shia. What's the matter to cover a pot? It's hatmanam.
Keep the flies out.
This is my kasha, and I'm showing the zamut and crackpots also. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this question. How you let it cover a pot? It's hatmana after Shabbos. And even for Shabbos, it's hatmana. So you know what he says? This is Shulchan Aruch. This is not Rav Moshe's own chidush. Kivin shezu derech shmiras hadavar. I mean, come and dvar. You know why you put on the cover? Keeps out the dust, keeps out the bugs. You don't put on a cover just to keep the food out.
I'm trying to discuss your question. Doesn't it have money need from all the sides? You're putting a cover. It's not at one
See, when the tea is in the thermos, it's covered on all the sides, but the tea is not touching all the sides. The pot is covered on all the sides. The food is not touching the top. So what?
It's a machlekes. Hatmana mixos. It's a shmai hatmana. It's machlekes.
But let's assume
here that. It's total hatmana. Let's assume the question is that the food have to be touching the walls to be asa. So I'm claiming we see from all the pesukim that it's if it's full hatmana, this is not hatmana ben mixos. We discussed in the daf kisui, cover it. Remember the Gemara used the lashon kisui. I said, hey, it's not a kisui, it's hatmana. I was a little confused on this point, but. Hatmana pashit means wrapping on all six sides. The tea is wrapped on all six sides. It's true the tea doesn't touch. It's not filled up to the tippy-tippy top. It's not touching the cap.
Oh.
So the Shulchan Aruch says, why are you allowed to put a cap on a pot? Why is that hatmana? The pot is matmin the food on all six sides. Kivin shev derech shmir sadav v'gam ikam edvar. So shish shabeich. Chun spill, shriapil afruris, uzvuvim, bees, flies, and dirt, chdom. Shrein afshiga mishamer hayachoy, mutter, kdisa besim enraged in Zahar. This is not Zohar. This is a Shulchan Aruch.
I have to stop you for a second. That is.
We want to know how can you let it cover a pot? Why is that mana?
That's an additional cover.
I'm sorry, Chaim, what are you saying?
You have to have an additional side, the additional cover. The pot cannot be up.
The pot is the, you matmin the food, just like in the rabbi said.
No, but it's a metal pot. It's
just like, Chaim, why is a thermos hatman? Because the thermos is being matmin the tea. So every pot,
the thermos is
in the food in the pot. The Olam thinks matmin is only when you wrap a pot. And why is the pot itself hatmana? That's what we're discussing. It's Shulchan Aruch. This is not Zohar.
This is clear.
Nation Zion discusses this question. How you let it cover a pot? It's hatmana on Shabbos. And for the Shulchan Aruch. Because when you put on a pot cover, your intention is keep it from spilling.
Double intention.
Flies. You're allowed to put kelim al atavshel. They'll show me minachbarim to guard it from the rats. Or show to study bafruits to get dusty. Shein ze kimatman lahachem. You know, matman to keep to make it hot. El kashomer v'noisin kila akteira. El kashomer v'noisin kila akteira. Such thing shalom.
In our houses.
The Shulchan Aruch says, when you put a cover on a pot, you know why it's mutter? Because the derech is to put a cover on a pot to keep out the flies, keep out the rats. You're not only doing it to keep it hot. The chenu baran of rosh for Shabbos
not men. It also maintains the flavor. Maintains the flavor of the food.
Okay, okay. Afshim mishnu receive kun because of the shaykeshim is scaving lazeh. Mishra says it's right, it's mutter, because it's not your intent to keep it hot.
And if it wasn't your intent?
He says, if it's the cover, Ramacha says, Mishra says, your intention is not to keep it hot. When you put the cover on the thermos, your intention is to keep it hot. So Ramacha wants to say the heter to put the cover on the thermos is the same heter to cover the pot.
And was your intent to keep it hot?
Mishra says, you're only allowed to cover up. Cover the food when it's you're not intention to keep it hot. He says that's when it's not the normal cover. When the Mishnah Berurah says it's only mutter if your intention is not to make it keep it hot, that's only about to look inside. If I want to cover food with a kale and I want to keep it hot, okay. If the cover of the pot, says, you don't need that. If this is the cover of the pot, you're allowed to put it on, even though you're putting it on to keep it hot. Abshkevaz gam la'amin achayim. Shatzach l'kisa gam shatzach l'kisa gam shatzach l'kisa gam shatzach
What's the difference? Why?
The fascinating thing. When you put the stuff in the thermos, you didn't do hot money yet. You put the hot tea in the thermos. It's not hot money yet. Now you decide, obviously you're putting it in to keep it warm. But to put on the cover of a pot. So Moshe says, you're allowed to put on the cover of a pot to keep the stuff warm. Because it's guarding it from the flies, it's protecting it, it won't spill.
So, Moshe, right, so you're really allowed to do hot man on
Shabbat. The Moshe at the end. Moshe at the end of this tshuva says, Rabbi Yisai, according to the Ikadin, the Tazna, Magen Avram, you can match the thermos. It's not the clean rishon that you cooked it. Finished. Doesn't matter that you kavana was to keep it warm. It's no different. Like the Magen Avram and the Taz. You want to be frum and be like Rashi, I have this head. So he says, even a Baal Nefesh, even if you want to be a frumer, you're a Baal Nefesh, you like Chumris. Says, but here, don't be even a Baal Nefesh. He says, this far, putting on the cover, when you put in the thermos, says,
it's too good. It's too good because you can do Hatmana on Shabbos the same way. You do a complete Hatmana except for the cover, and then you put an insulated cover on top. And that's it. You could do Hatman on Shabbos.
Well, you cook an insulated cover. What does that mean? You know,
it's not miyuch. He says it has to be miyuch to this clay.
Yeah,
it's not miyuch to the clay. It's
what you're saying. Wrap it all around and then you put on the cover.
Most covers are miyuch to the clay. The last one.
Right. The cover. So this is Rav Moshe's. Rav Moshe's tshuva, Rabbi. So first he says, it's mutter anyway, paskin like the Rambam. The Taz and the Magen Avraham bring the Rambam. Now, what bothered me, the Lechem Mishnah's cash. See, what happened? So if you want just a little shiur of the Rambam, the Rambam is the only pshat. Why you can't be matmin on Shabbos without a shayna moshe fevel. Not like that. The Rambam has another pshat. It's amazing. The Rambam says, the chemin adin pegdal aloch again. But you'll atmin atav jir shayna moshe fevel. Shabbos has. Min adin. Rambam says, I'm reading Pegdal Aloch again. You should be matmin on Shabbos, something that's Egel Masav. Because there's no Zer of embers, doing it in an ember. Aval Asur Chachamin Dever Zer. The Chachamin Asur. Now, according to Rashi, Zer Shem Yasir, that's that funny Zer. Remember I told you the Rambam argues? Zer Shem Yatmin Beremes.
What?
Rambam learns.
Say that again.
Rambam learns that the reason it can't be matmin midav she'ena moisef hevel on Shabbos. Like in a towel, all the things that we have in the Mishnayos. It's not shemi yarsia. Almost, I think it was an open gemara almost. Rambam says that shem shemi yatmin beremes. We're afraid of matmin remes. You have a tzotz of shalesh, v'nim tzachayt of b'gacholim, and you chop the remes. V'fich osu latmin dav v'cham b'shem b'dav she'ena moisef hevel. Freik lechem mishnim. You see this malakas. Rashi holds, seems kimat gemara, that this gzeres shem yasiya. The reason you can be matmin be'ever eshen mosan shabbat on Shabbos. How can you compare a towel, something that's not mosif, the remes?
Yeah,
Rambam learns, dav eshen mosif ever be matmis, is a gzeres be matmin be remes. So, Mishle says, ham shos alat mit dashem yasef, umishum gzeres shem yatmin be remes. The Gemara says, "Pina minechem lemechem is mutter asuchi kamerasich lo." Our Gemara, the Gemara we just studied tonight, non aleph amenah. Gemara says, "You put it in another pot. You're going to boil it up." Point to Rashi. The gzera has nothing to do with boiling it up. What's the Gemara saying? Bishlam ale Rashi makes sense. The whole gzera is you boil it up. If you're cooling it off, your intention is, well, if you're not going to boil it up. But according to the Rambam, so as I'm going to say, "Usuchi b'dmi, usuchi kamarasach lo." Seven times he said, "But Hamar, she must have Shem Yasiach." So the Gemara had to say. So according to, how does the Rambam learn that Gemara? The Gemara says, if you put it from one pot to another, you're not going to boil it up. But according to the Rambam, it's not exeiri. According to the Rambam, the exeiri is you'll matmin in a remitz and you chop the remitz. And there alone, Rabbeinu Savet, time to go zim shem the achichen, yichte b'chon tzei l'asiyah. In other words, that's how I learned the Rambam immediately. The Rambam means, you matmin beremetz, and you want to inira shachim yachta bechama asiyah shachim b'gemara b'depin and mechem mechem b'shabbos abdigal mitzah shemiyat min beremitz. So what happened to Alexander? Pina mechem lemechem. So why is it mutter? Why aren't you afraid? Because maybe you'll wrap it in the remnants. It's
only the original Kedera. It's only
he won't chop it. Okay, let's see. Ashtikur make him up. And so he says, according to the Rambam, yes, you have to learn the Gemara. According to the Rambam, the Gzeira is that he'll not be remnants. What are we afraid of? I'm the remnants. He wants a little hotter. He wants it hotter. So I'm saying, you cooled it off, so now you're going to make it hotter? See, what bothered me, according to the Lechem Mishnah, the Rambam learned the Gemara just like Rashi. So, see, till now, the whole shiur, it's a big machlokes of Moshe, Rashi, and the Rambam, and the Taz and the Magen Avraham seem that way. It's just a new din. It's only in the Sadman in the Klirish. But according to this Lechem Mishnah, now the whole thing is, it's not so clear. So, in summation, Rabbi, we went through the sugya a little deep. Sugya of Hatmana. Matmim B'davar, Shein HaMoysif HaVan Shabbos. And Rav Moshe says, you put hot tea in the thermos. It's Mutan Shabbos. According to the Rambam, there's no question. Like the one who asked him. The Rambam, it's not the Kli Rishon. You cooked it in, it's Mutan. Even though your intention is not to cool it off. But Lamai said, cools it off. So you're not going to, we don't make a Gzeira, you're going to. Gzeira. Of Matmim, if you did something to cool it off, you didn't do it to cool it off. True, according to Rambam, Lemaisa, it gets cooler to cliche, and there's no exam. According to Rashi, he wanted to ask him, and he said, you know what? It's not Atman until you put the cover on. You're always allowed to put the cover. The same head of the Mechaber, to put the cover on the top, a pot, is to cover the thermos. You don't want it to spill. If it's the normal kama, like what one Chacham said, the Rambam says, Moshe assumes in the Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to cover a pot. Why is it a shayla v'atmana on Shabbos? You're wrapping the food on all six sides with a pot. The pot is the wrapping. The answer is, Machabes says you're putting the cover on for bees and dirt and it shouldn't spill. So if you're putting it on to keep it hot, it's still mutter. Same thing with Moshe says with the cover of a thermos. Heter, so even like Rashi, when you put it in, it was not mana. Now you're putting on the cover. You let it cover a pot. You let it cover the thermos.
It's acceptance that the pot is called not mana because the Gemara always says, what did they, and it gives muchin and gives this remnants. It's always something besides the pot.
That's what I asked before.
Yeah, but that's like the whole tshuva Rav Moshe with the thermos.
I understand.
That's the whole tshuva Rav Moshe. It's a Shulchan Aruch. Mention it, Zion. Look in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch worries about covering a pot. Why is it not mana?
Maybe it's already
wrapping the pot. Nobody ever thought that the pot can be the Atmana.
Thermos is a double keli.
Kishka, we need some good Hungarian cooks here. Does your wife wrap the kishka in the chillin pot?
Yes.
Does your wife wrap the kishka?
Yes, of course, everybody does.
With the kishka, does she wrap? Machaim, she wraps the kishka?
The kishka is wrapped.
The Rav Moisef Hevel, how you let her wrap the kishka? I ask you, Akash, how you let her wrap the kishka in the chillin? It's a machmin, but the Rav Moisef Hevel. So Friday, your wife wraps up the kishka. Your wife does that? My wife does that. She's a Yankee, but she learned. She's like a trained Hungarian. She had good Hungarian teachers.
You don't want it to mix. Same thing.
So Motche says yes. The heter Motche knows for Shneitzach. That the heter is because why am I wrapping it to make it hotter or to keep in the heat? I'm wrapping it because I don't want the kishka to fall apart. If you don't wrap it, the kishka is going to fall apart and then it's chilling. So that's why you wrap it. That's why it's Motche.
Why is your wife not doing it?
If I lost the cover to the pot, I wrap it with a towel. Why is that also? Why is that worse than the cover of the pot? Why is that worse? I have a pot. I lost the cover. I'm a shlemazel. I lost the cover. So I put a towel on
it. I want to wrap it.
That's worse than the cover? The towel is worse than the cover of the pot? The cover of the pot does a more accurate job of keeping it warm. So I, because I lost the cover of the pot, therefore...
Moshe is asking good. Moshe is trying good. He's asking good.
What is he asking?
It was a shtickle Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe, this is Rav Moshe's chiddush.
I don't hear the whole.
You don't hear it. Okay. You could. Motzke.
A towel, which is worse than a cover, is
not the cover. Motzke's arguing. Who cares if it's the. Rav Moshe says, if it's the pot, the cover of the pot, then since the cover of the pot is made for assorted reasons, the cover of the pot, but if you take something else that's not the cover of the pot, then it's hatmana.
Which is worse than the cover. It doesn't fit as well.
Also, the pot itself is made for a sort of reason. The pot is made so it shouldn't spill out all over the place.
I lost the cover.
Made to keep the soup together.
Because I lost the cover, you're going to penalize me and say that's
hatmana. It's not hatmana until you put on the cover. See, it's not hatmana, but
the pot itself.
You put on the cover.
You're asking
around. Not hatmana without a cover.
Rebbe, how could you ask that the pot itself should be hatmana? It's not made for that. It's made for put together.
It's made for the food is wrapped in six sides in something hot. It's hatmana.
But the Tzvi is asking that you need a secondary thing in order.
That's made up. That's false news, fake news.
Nobody in the world thinks that except you.
Just because when we learn the parak, we think wrapping the pot. We always think that it's wrapping the pot. We didn't think that the pot itself could be hatmana. That's what we have the in Shia Chaim. That's what we learn the in.
Rebbe, is a warming draw considered
hatmana?
Is that considered hatmana? A warming draw, is that considered hatmana?
Maybe Bishel. Not Moshe Hevel.
Sure, it's Moshe Hevel.
It might be Bishel.
What?
When a brown holds a sausage, it keeps that temperature.
Called hatmana, it's wrapped on all the sides. Is it called?
So it's hatmana. That's exactly what you're doing. You're keeping it warm.
Yeah, it's hatmana. It may be warming. It should be asas hatmana.
Don't tell Shoshana.
It might be Bishel.
Well, it's cooked, but he put in a warming.
He
put in the cooked food.
Cook
in a warming jar. In a warming jar, cooked food, or usually a kugel or a challah.
Yes, it's already cooked.
One is a good question.
It does warm up, but doesn't go to the yatsa.
One is a good question.
Sure does. See, it's more the yatsa than it's a warming jar.
No, then you have it too high.
Most warming jars you're cooking.
Okay, it's another shear, Rabbi say. I can't.
And it's not, you shouldn't be using it on Shabbos.
Tonight's shear was on thermos.
You can't use it.
Well, good questions, Rabbi. It's a big sugya.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.